at some point, something's got to give. And, or someone has to stop giving. Perhaps that's more prophetic. They'll just print more money. I know, I hear it all the time. Yeah, but guess what? You got more money years. Sunshiner on here. Bombshell cover-up, cancer diagnosis in the military rose over threefold since the jabs were introduced. And don't forget, a lot of people in the military have refused to receive the jabs. So it's like, oh, that's not bad. I hear this all the time. I heard it today about the monkey story, and we'll tackle that in a bit. Oh, it's not that bad. I mean, cancer's only up 300%. I mean, it's terrible, obviously. And especially since not everybody has been jabbed. So it's up 300% with a partial population complying, the cement heads. You know, a good response. Lights of ABQ. I guess that's Albuquerque. That's what I'm thinking. When I see ABQ, I think Albuquerque. So we'll say Lights of Albuquerque. In response to the Army story and the threefold cancer diagnosis. Young people with cancer. Most of the sheep are in such denial that they'll never believe it, even after death. I posted a text conversation a week ago from someone who will never accept the fact that their government has shoved something big and uncomfortable where it shouldn't go. I do feel bad for those who've opened their eyes. I wish I could have saved my friends. Saved so many friends. We all do. We all do, Lights of Albuquerque. That's the struggle. I said this before. That's why people, I get texts and stuff and emails. You're rough on these guys, man. Doctors and Rogan and Tucker, they're on our side. Well, I don't know what side that is. I really don't know what side that is. After all this crap, I don't know what side that is. I don't even know what side I'm on. I'm fucking sick and tired of the bullshit side. And I just want to be told the truth. I just want to tell the truth. I just want to tell it like it is and try to reach as many people as we can and not hold anything back within reason. Some of the stuff will get you thrown off of here no matter how you package it, but that's the side I'm on. And I understood for the last 2 years, specifically the last year, as everybody here, because we've seen it, we work for these fucking people, and I've tried to explain this so many times, we understood that this was going to result in death. A lot of death. A lot of fucking death. And so we try to reach so many people, and we don't have the megaphone of this guy or that guy who've been around for a long time and been promoted to these fantastic positions that millions of people listening to them. And so to me, it's just so frustrating to see them come out after, pretty much after the damage is done, right, and start talking about it. Oh, it's great content. Yeah, but what the fuck? That's where my head's at. People say, it's some kind of ego game. You're jealous. Really? Do you think that this is what that's about? I just started doing this. How could I be jealous? I'm not a fucking child. I'm not a toddler. Been doing this. We just started our third year. We're above where we should be. I don't have any expectations that I should be the fucking man after a couple years. Maybe after 10 years, we'll reassess where we're at. We just started. This is not an ego play. I just understand where this was going from day fucking one, pretty much. I'd say day seven. We give it a week. In early 2020, we gave it a week. I said, let's not make any rash decisions. VM was saying, dude, you got to get on this. You got to. He knew it from second one. I said, just give me a week. Give me a week. It looks like this is going to be around for a while. Well, we're right about that. The VM was on it early. And it took us a week. But I understood pretty much that this was all going to be a play for a vaccine. The cure, right? That was the play. So you could sell the cure. You create the problem. Oh, we're heroes. You ride into town on a white horse. And you give people the cure. And they beg you for it. They thank you for it. Oh, thank you, Dr. Fauci. Thank you for keeping us safe. And then you die. Or you get sick. Or guess what? If the first jab didn't get you, and the second jab didn't get you, and the third jab didn't get you, I mean, how long, how many times can you spin the barrel of the gun in a game of Russian roulette and not get the fucking bullet? So I hear this all the time. I've had three jabs and I'm fine. So far.
Talking about Tobacco Road, yeah.
That's how you do it. You're fine so far. Congratulations. I'm praying for you. Hell, I'm praying for the healthy people. I'm praying for the vaccinated. I'm praying for the unvaccinated. When I'm not praying, I have my fingers crossed. Like so many other people. Not these fuckers. They know what they did and what they've been doing. And it's only going to get worse. Talk about on Hotwire. We've talked about so much on Hotwire recently. And, well, it's about time for our daily checkup on mRNA stocks. Three specifically. BioNTech. Let's look at it today. I said it would be a tumultuous day in the market, and it certainly was. But strangely enough, BioNTech bounced back up 3.6% today. And we saw similar. Pfizer up 1.94% today to $52. And BioNTech was up to $156.49. Don't get excited. BioNTech in the last month is down 38% and 38.5%. Pfizer is down in the last month 11.2%. But Pfizer is much more diversified than BioNTech and Moderna. Moderna is going to be the fucking Enron. We had Edward Dowd on, former BlackRock hedge fund guy, hedge fund manager. We had him on Hotwire, and we're going to have him on a separate show tomorrow. So you'll get to hear what he says. We're talking about Moderna being the next Enron, perhaps. Moderna down 3% today and down 38% in the last month. And if we go to 6 months, down 54% in 6 months. And now, year-to-date, down 35%. It was once the darling stock. Where was it at? It was at $497. And now it's at $152. And guess what? You listen to the Hotwire. If you've already listened to the Hotwire, you know where this is headed. And for those folks, we'll get Mr. Dowd's opinion on it. And along with my opinion, I was at Citigroup almost 10 years. And so we speak the same language. I speak many different languages.
He's a foul-mouthed guy. He makes him sound stupid.
Great. I love being underestimated. That's a position of strength, Clyde. Don't you know that? When people think you're stupid, you automatically have a leg up. Moderna is... It's going to be fun to watch. It's been fun to watch. I do this every day. But, you know, kicking and screaming. You remember the movie? Well, you see BioNTech coming up today. A little kicking and screaming there, and Pfizer bouncing back on a just terrible day in the market across every sector. Pfizer bouncing back a little bit. But, you know, they... big announcements. They're selling their stuff to a lot of people. Pfizer and BioNTech launch of clinical trial of COVID vaccine targeting Omicron. I didn't know that you could target a variant that doesn't really exist. Can you do that? Have any of these variants been isolated?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
COVID-19 been isolated yet? No? Nobody wants to talk about it? You know, you watch these rallies. It's wild. It's wild to have a different perspective. That's all I bring to you folks, a different perspective. It certainly is not about ego. If this was an ego play, I'd be back on Wall Street. If I was fucking worried about ego. That part of my career is over. I'm not worried about ego. I did that whole fucking ego thing. I had multiple houses and multiple cars. I did that. I did that. You chase the fucking dollar. Chase the dollar. Bring the noise. I brought the noise in my 20s and 30s and 40s. And it brought me to federal court. I tend to come out of these things a changed person. At least I have. So it's not about money for me. But it's about money for these folks. Don't kid yourself. So I have a different perspective. That's what I try to bring. And try to make sure people get all wrapped up in the cult of personalities. And forming your own heroes who are going to save you from whatever you think they're going to save you from. They never do. They never do. A girl I dated a long time ago. Long time ago, she said something to me I'll never forget. Get your mind out of the gutter, kids. She said, basically, if you don't have any expectations, you'll never be disappointed. To which I repeated that to my friends in high school, and they said, does she have a sister? I said, no, she doesn't. But her mom's single. That's the kind of cats we were in high school. Oh, what's she look like? I mean, this is like, you know. Unfortunately, the guys I went to college with are like that, and they're still like that. None of us have grown up. Of course, they haven't grown up. I have. But that's what I'm talking about. If you don't have any expectations of somebody being a hero, you'll never be disappointed. It's different when you hear it in a relationship, though. It's a good thing when you're 17 and you hear that. No, it's not such a good thing when you're 37, 47. Onward, perhaps in a marriage, if you hear that. Need time to pack a bag. So you shouldn't have any expectations of these so-called heroes, and then you can never be disappointed. So you have to be measured. And, you know, I watched this anti-mandate march against the mandate, the speakers. I just caught up with that. And then I watched this symposium that on the Hill that Senator Ron Johnson has, and he's been doing this. And it's very compelling testimony, I agree. So some people... why aren't you covering that? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why I'm not covering both. Plain and simple. No one's talking about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It says nothing to do with the CDC monkeys. They were little monkeys. They weren't from the CDC. And the 800-pound gorilla is the fact that if you put this whole thing in a courtroom, since March 2020, it would crumble. scientifically, there's no proof that's been presented to anybody that the things that Fauci, let's go back to the Trump White House. There's nothing that Fauci, Trump, Redfield, or Burks said that could be proven with scientific, bona fide fucking research, data, period. There's nothing. And then we go to current administration and a changing of the guard at the CDC. We still have Fauci, of course. It's the same shit show. FDA, CDC, NIH. They come out, they make policy through press conferences. There's never any proof. There are never any statistics. There's never any scientific data. The scientific data that has been in medical journals and scientific journals is crooked, fabricated, false, paid for by Big Pharma, masked, basically intel and information laundering through payoffs and other things. Information that's placed by pharmaceutical companies and masked under different names of different physicians who never even fucking lifted a finger during the research process. They are paid to use their name. And this has happened for years and decades, time and time and time again. So you can have Johnson talking about these things. You can have a march against the mandates. That's great. If it raises more interest, and here's my stance. If it raises more interest and people who have already been jabbed don't go back for a booster, or don't go back for a second jab, and certainly don't go back for a fourth. Oh, it's coming. I told you this a long time ago. It's going to be four jabs before they back off at all and reassess. Then these things are great. But nobody who's there and who's invited to speak is talking about what I just said, that there's still no proof. Like, I'm a proof guy, right? Used to prep for fucking trial. Used to help the FBI put cases together, help the DEA put cases together, other agencies, lawyers, top fucking law firms, corporations, governments, an international court. You help them build a case. They get stuck. They hit a roadblock. They bring you in. What do we do? Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Boom, boom, boom. So that when you go to a courtroom, or you go to a settlement conference, you can lay your shit out and say, we got you fucking nailed. You got to dance. You either got to settle and make this go away, or a jury is going to make you pay even more. So you have to have bona fide evidence. There's no bona fide evidence here. This isn't a conspiracy theory or anything else. I'm just of the school of, if you had the evidence that these things exist in the form you say they exist, where is it? I'm waiting. We're all waiting. And we get lost. We get lost in the mountain of bullshit. Little Sammy.
A mountain. Lease. I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain.
Gonna build. The government has built a mountain of bullshit. And they expect you to swallow it. And you get lost in these things. Oh, well, there's a march and there's a more testimony. It's compelling what these doctors and nurses and frontline workers are saying. Well, you're just basically perpetuating a hoax. Now, it's a psychological fucking warfare trick. What these people are saying is real. It's real. The way it's been manifested is fraudulent. By your elected officials, by your unelected officials who are running the goddamn country, Fauci, etc. As somebody who understands schemes and crimes and criminals and cartels and cabals, where's the fucking proof? I just want to see some proof, some scientific proof. That's all. So I don't get wrapped up in this stuff because we know much of this stuff to begin with. But at some point, the conversation has to pivot to where the fuck's the proof? Where's the sworn testimony? Where's the evidence? You go to court, you have to have evidence. You have to have exhibits. Defenses exhibit marked A through Z and A1 and B1 if you have more than 26 fucking exhibits. Defense has exhibits. Prosecution has exhibits. Where is the proof? That's all. We've never seen any. Until that conversation creeps into these things on the Hill, until it creeps in to these folks who get behind a microphone at a rally, it's a road to nowhere. Except for, I think it's beneficial if it prevents other folks, it wakes them up a little bit, prevents other folks from putting this stuff in their body. That's a win. So that way it's a win. But for me to get involved and promote these things, we've already done all this stuff. We're so far ahead. It's like you have to take two or three or four steps back to cover. We've covered all this stuff. So we're not going to do it again. I'm interested in getting to the bottom of the fucking scheme and pointing out that even myself, just by sitting here talking about vaccines and this, we know that they're not vaccines, right? I say vaccines for convenience. And I used to call them injections. And at some point I got away from it. Folks who will listen to here on a regular basis, they understand. But the CDC pivots and the NIH pivots and the FDA pivots and the White House pivots and every fucking buddy pivots. So I'm going to pivot too. 2022, I'm waiting. I'm still here. You have any proof about this stuff? No. All these different variants? There's so many schemes afoot. You talk to frontline workers. How do you know whether somebody has Delta variant? They say they died of the Delta variant. How do you know? Nurses. I don't know. That's a good question. We don't know. We don't know. If we ran those tests, it would take months to get back. And we don't know how to read these things. What about the doctors? I don't know. We don't have the facilities here to do that. But the CDC has them. And Omicron, I mean, all these things, right? We understand. Now we have people inside. They're pretty plugged in. They're telling us there's fuckery afoot at the FDA nonstop. Look what they did today. We're going to get to it. Because I actually looked at the date of and the news the Young Bucks put together. We're going to get to what they did. Monoclonal. Gonna build me a mountain. Little Sammy. Last scene at the Stop the Steal rally. You can't make it up. It's one criminal operation after another, if you haven't noticed. So those are some of the things kicking around on Pain.tv. It goes on and on. There's hundreds of posts today. I just want, and I'm just going down the list. I haven't flagged anything. There's a lot of stuff I saw earlier, but you know, it's like you see these things and then other things are going to pop up. Sean F. on there had a great dissertation about what's really going on in Ukraine yesterday. And, it's just so many different people on Pain.tv. I know people say, why do you keep saying? Because, I mean, this is like my go-to now. This is our go-to. I get information for the show from here. We get tips on here. Of course, we get tips in DM and to an email from folks. And this has become an intelligence operation. This is this just isn't social media anymore. And that was the entire point of it. When you get smart people together, good things happen. It's not clouded by idiots and paid troublemakers. And that's where we're at. And we just started, man. We just started. This thing's just started rolling, man. It's going to pay some personal dividends to a lot of people. That's my guess, man, because it already is. I hear from a lot of people, man. It's humbling. It's humbling. Little Marty Robbins in my ear, I think I hear. Now, we're going to square this up. It's more sleight of hand by your favorite government assholes. More bullshit. Blazing headline in red today on Drudge: Biden withdraws big business vax mandate. Oh, that sounds interesting. It's not exactly accurate. We'll get to that. So if you've seen the headline, you say, oh, well, that's a win. It's not really a win. And we'll explain that because I saw that again in what the Young Bucks had put together. So we will get to that. Reuters, everybody's favorite CIA, deep state newspaper, news service, news wire service. They just won't leave Robert Kennedy Jr. alone. Of course, he was at the rally this weekend, and you make one so-called mistake, and here come the army of paid criminals. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Tuesday apologized for remarks he made over the weekend in which he invoked the Holocaust while speaking at an anti-vaxxer rally. Of course, they're painting it as an anti-vaxxer rally. Why can't they just say an anti-mandate rally? I think I even failed to make that association when I talked about this a day or two ago. But, you know, I only say, 30,000 fucking words, 35,000 words a night. God forbid I don't get a couple words right. The emails start coming in. But that's the only way you can improve is take feedback and correct the situation and improve on it. At a rally on Sunday in Washington opposing vaccination mandates against COVID-19, well, they say it in the second graph, the lawyer and son of slain U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, I would have pitched him as former attorney general. That's better than a slain U.S. Senator. And why do you have to say slain? We don't know this by now. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, even in Hitler's Germany, you could cross the Alps into Switzerland. You could hide in an attic like Anne Frank did. That set people off, right? This is what I'm talking about. The woke fucking crew. On Tuesday, he tweeted, I apologize for my reference to Anne Frank, especially to families that suffered the Holocaust horrors. My intention was to use examples of past barbarism to show the perils from new technologies of control. To the extent my remarks caused hurt, I am truly and deeply sorry. So they'll try to take one sentence from everything he said and they'll turn it into a freak show. This is what the media does. This is why they're in the tank. Suddenly Reuters cares about Anne Frank. Reuters says the teenage Frank hid from the Nazis in an attic for 2 years in Amsterdam, not in Germany. Well, why was she hiding? Reuters, why was she hiding? Was it because of jackboots in Amsterdam or the jackboots in Germany? Her story was detailed in a diary published after her death. So we got that. Now you say, how does this happen? What's the genesis of these things? Well, sometimes they come from inside. Sometimes they come from outside. Cheryl Hines, is in the Hollywood Reporter, calls her husband Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s invoking Anne Frank and vaccine speech reprehensible after backlash when Kennedy referenced Hitler Germany as he spoke about vaccine mandates. He mentioned Anne Frank, and Cheryl Hines' wife is weighing in and saying she didn't like that. Where does all this come from? Always interesting players. Now, there's people who love RFK Jr., and he's been a friend of the show. So I'm going to hear from them. Why are you talking? I'm trying to teach you folks something, okay? How the playing field is rigged and slanted, and it's set up specifically for this. First of all, I find it kind of humorous myself that everyone's so fucking, you know, up in arms about Anne Frank. They just locked the entire world. Anne Frank was hiding in an attic. They just locked the whole world up in the equivalent of their own attic. And people were dying. And nobody seems to have a problem with that.